Hi, this is Sassy Strawberry, reading Thousand Autumns, 千秋 by 孟溪石 Chapter 97. Translation by myself and edited by Yuki Ryu and Happy Beth. The distance between Taishan and Qingchengshan was not short. Rather, it practically spanned more than half the Zhou Dynasty. If they intended to reach their destination in a month, then they could not afford to travel at a slow pace. It was fortunate for the group that even the 小姑娘, Zhou Yexue, had experienced leaving the sect on journeys which required her to travel throughout the night. The party moved with haste, and within 10 days they had passed Chang'an and arrived at Hanzhong. Since they had still 5 days left before the sword trial conference, they could finally afford to slow down their journey and move at a less hurried pace. They had traveled quickly on horseback the entire way, and even horses were close to their limits and unable to withstand the heavy workload of running for much longer. Finally, they could stop for a while and rest. Everyone was very pleased at this, especially the young Fan Yuanbai and Zhou Yexue, whose faces were filled with joyful excitement. Li Qingyu was not even 2 years older than them, yet he was steadier and calmer in comparison. His expression remained cold and solemn, as it had been throughout the entire journey. The news of the sword trial conference had already spread across the world. Along their travels, they had seen many people of the Jianghu bringing their swords with them. Upon entering Hanzhong, there were even more people of all sorts carrying different types of weapons. Where there were many people in the Jianghu, many matches would also arise in the Jianghu. Chivalrous people would use violence to break laws, and they could turn up their noses at the common folk. They would inevitably feel more proud, an increased belief in their own superiority, and even their actions became more presumptuous and unscrupulous. Shen Qiao and company had already encountered 3 such incidents involving such feuds and disputes during their travels. This time, they had arrived early. Upon entering the city, dawn had only just begun to break. The inn still had several empty rooms, and the hall on the first floor was also sparsely occupied. Zhao Qiying and the others first booked their rooms at the inn, then they each separately took their seats within the hall. Yan Wuxi's status is particularly special, so almost everyone in the group chose to maintain a respectful distance from him. Zhao Qiying treated this Huan Yue Zongzhu, who was neither a friend nor a foe, with trepidation. She did not want to offend him, but she also did not want to get on too close terms with him. The other disciples of Bi Xiazong were even more afraid due to the way he had bullied them before, and they definitely did not want to provoke him either. Zhao Qiying brought her 2 disciples, and together with Li Qingyu, formed a group of 4 at one table. Yan Wuxi was left to sit alone at his table, with no one sitting on either side of him. It looked rather strange to onlookers. Shen Qiao walked over and took the seat across from him. Yan Wuxi's face revealed a smile. Ah Qiao couldn't bear to see me lonely and without any company, so he specially came over so that we could sit at the same table together. Shen Qiao replied, "The number of customers will only increase, and there may not be sufficient seats. At that time, they will have no choice but to chase off some customers. It is merely that I do not wish to inconvenience nor cause trouble for the innkeeper." Yan Wuxi noticed the lack of sincerity in his words and did not take it to heart. He raised his hand to pour a cup of newly warmed wine. "The innkeeper must have been blessed by good karma accumulated over 3 lifetimes to have a guest like you." San Shi Xiu Lai de Fu Qi. Upon hearing this, Shen Qiao felt that the words were profound and held some deeper underlying meaning. After falling into a daze for a brief moment, he felt that perhaps it was simply an illusion of the mind. Yan Wuxi said, "After this meal is finished, I will have to take my leave first. I won't be able to travel together with you." Shen Qiao was slightly surprised by this. "I thought you had traveled with us because you intended to meet with Yi Bichen at Chunyang Guan." with Yi Bicheng's level of martial arts. While he cannot be considered the world's foremost martial artist, it was still no issue for him to be amongst the top three. It was extremely unlike Yan Wuxi not to watch the hunt and enjoy the thrill, and to not go forth and request for a fight where they would spar and test their skills against one another. Yan Wuxi shook his head. A meeting with Yi Bicheng can be arranged at any time, but it is not every day that one gets an opportunity to witness someone fall to misfortune. The gloating tone in his voice was so fiercely intense that a particular person immediately came to Shen Qiao's mind. Dou Yanshan? Yan Wuxi replied, "The bait has been tossed out for long enough, and now it's time to draw in the nets. With such a lively and exciting event about to happen, how can this venerable one not personally head down to take a look?" Shen Qiao continued, "You told me before that Yun Fu Yi and Dou Yanshan were at odds with one another, and it was inevitable that they would start acting out against one another. Yun Fu Yi's influence in the Liu He Bang is not powerful enough, hence she had no choice but to secretly make use of both the Huang family and their Tuzhe benefactors." Yan Wuxi replied, "Correct." Shen Qiao said, "Since you were able to predict their every move, I presume that you also had some role in adding fuel to the fire?" Yan Wuxi smilingly replied, "My A Qiao is indeed clever. Dou Yanshan is shrewd and extremely mistrustful of others. He would not easily trust the people close to him, which would allow them to catch wind of his secrets. It is exactly because of this prudence and caution that the Liu He Bang was able to progress and expand over the years, eventually becoming the dragon's head that dominates the river transportation routes going north and south. Can you guess how I broke through such obstacles to plant my own spies within their ranks?" Shen Qiao drew his eyebrows together in thought, then slowly said, "I can't guess the reason." Yan Wuxi smiled again. "The truth is actually quite simple. Dou Yanshan is indeed extremely cautious, but the people by his side may not be quite as vigilant. In particular, he is a personal servant who has attended to him for the past 8 years. The man is intelligent and capable, but he has a woman whom he loves deeply. The woman's family has an insatiable need for funds and resources, hence they would keep asking her for money. She was unwilling to put her beloved in a difficult position, but she also struggled as well, due to having no other recourse. At this time, I had Bian Yanmei send someone to aid her in settling this troublesome issue, while simultaneously carrying out a matter on my behalf." Shen Qiao said, "You are controlling Dou Yanshan's attendant through her?" Yan Wuxi shook his head while laughing. "Ah, Qiao, you are too naive. Given that Dou Yanshan's servants are capable and intelligent, how could such a crude method work on him? Bian Yanmei merely gave the other party a favorable impression due to his timely aid by the use of a false identity. He's posing as a long-lost, distant relative of the family in order to win her and her family's trust, taking on the status of a distant Tang Xiong." Shen Qiao noted, "Isn't this too convoluted?" Yan Wuxi explained, "Don't underestimate the significance of this kinship. If it had come from an outsider, someone with no relations whatsoever, then others would not put faith in their kindness and good intentions. However, with this identity, the other party would be nowhere near as wary. After a few interactions, the woman became extremely trusting towards this Tang Xiong. She even introduced him to Dou Yanshan's personal attendant." Shen Qiao let out a deep sigh upon hearing this method where multiple steps were interlocked. "This person views the intrigues of the imperial court and the Jianghu as nothing more than a game. His arrogance and sharp-sightedness, as well as his extreme conceit, had resulted in him gaining as many enemies as there were trees in the forest. He had ultimately been besieged by 5 great experts, which almost resulted in the tragic ending of his death and the complete destruction of his reputation. However, His martial arts skills and his strategic capabilities were undeniable. Shen Xiao asked, in line with what you've just mentioned, Dou Yanshan's personal attendants are vigilant and capable. How will Tang Xiong win his trust? Yan Wuxi smiled calmly. Benefits. In this world, only common interests can bind people together, even more closely and intimately than brothers or spouses. That attendant has followed Dou Yanshan for some time and become influenced by him over time. Naturally, he would have witnessed many grand events laden with debauchery and extravagance, yet he remains as a mere valet. Do you think that a capable and clever person would be satisfied with such a circumstance? If that woman's Tang Xiong gave him an opportunity to earn monetary benefits so that he may own and run his own business, and then after some time, would he not come to view that person as a close and trusted ally? Shen Xiao realized something. So you deliberately chose a savvy person, rather than a well-behaved and honest one, because you knew that he would not remain content with the current state of affairs. Yan Wuxi replied, honest folk also have their own weaknesses. How can there be someone in this world who is perfect and has no flaws whatsoever? Shen Xiao gave a nod. True. If you had not overestimated your abilities like you did in the past and had not severely underestimated everyone else, then Guangling-san and Dou Yanshan would not have had the opportunity to strike against you. This statement was clearly made with the intent to ridicule. However, he had not taken into account how thick-skinned Yan Wuxi was. The latter smiled as he replied, you're wrong. That was the weakness of my past, not the weakness of my present. Shen Xiao couldn't hold back his smile. Ge Xia's current weakness is probably the fact that you have a hide tougher than the stones of Taishan, isn't it? His face may often bear a smile that resembled the warm and gentle sunshine, but rarely does he laugh freely. Even though he was not bursting into laughter at present, the corner of his lips couldn't help but form into a smile. His eyes were sparkling and bright like pieces of jade nourished by the rainwater, vivid and full of life. Huo se shen xiang. That is a strength of mine, not a weakness. Yan Wuxi was the kind of person who would do whatever he saw fit. As soon as the notion reared its head, his hand had been placed in the back of Shen Xiao's hand. This venerable one's weakness is now you. Shen Xiao shook his head, his expression giving the impression that he had heard something hilarious. He wanted to withdraw his hand, but the other party held onto it tightly. Yan Zhongzhu, there are some tricks that can only be performed once. Why do you persist in playing them again and again? No matter how foolish a person is, would it still be possible for him to fall into the same river twice? His words held a trace of self-deprecation that he himself may not be aware of. Do you remember the story I told you before? Yan Wuxi's smile remained unchanged. His gaze was fixed upon Shen Xiao. He refused to loosen his grip on his hand. Prior to this, Shen Xiao had never thought of the relationship in a manner that he shouldn't have. After getting bitten by a snake once, one would fear the ropes for 10 years. After going through an experience involving unreciprocated affections, or 自作多情, he had gained a deeper understanding of Yan Wuxi's heartless and cold-blooded nature, and realized that this person's heart was as hard and unfeeling as stone. It didn't matter that Shen Xiao was genuine with regards to what he believed was a heartfelt friendship. However, it was purely wishful thinking on his part. He would never be able to sway the other person with his sincerity. Even in the depths of his heart, Shen Xiao already did not dare believe him. The memories of the past were too deeply ingrained within him that he simply did not dare to easily place his trust in this person again out of fear of repeating his previous mistakes. At this moment, whilst being watched by the other person's scorching gaze, Shen Xiao's heart was thumping wildly. He felt like he was the prey and a fierce beast was staring at him with a determination to obtain what it wanted.
Innkeeper, there are clearly two empty seats over there. Why did you say the inn was full?
A loud voice rang up from a short distance away, distracting both their attentions. Shen Xiao took the opportunity to retract his hand. He then looked around in all directions, only to find that almost all the seats in the inn had already been occupied without him noticing. The only two seats left that were still available were at their table. Because he sat across Yan Wushi, the seats to the latter's right and left were again left vacant. Nowadays, people were not accustomed to sharing tables with strangers. Generally speaking, no one would insist on being seated with those they were unacquainted with. However, there were always some who didn't mind. On the basis of their martial prowess, they held the expectation the other party would find it difficult to refuse them. As a result, this would stir up frequent storms of disputes within the Jianghu. The innkeeper was obviously reluctant to see this place turn into another side of conflict. Hence, he hurriedly put on a smile and explained that if the customer was willing to wait a while for some of the guests to finish their meals and leave, then there definitely would be more unoccupied seats soon. The loudmouthed person was obviously unwilling to make concessions. His companions also looked like they were not to be messed with. They had not only noticed that the table where Shen Xiao and company were sitting at was the only table with empty seats in the entire room, they also noticed that Shen Xiao was dressed in a Taoist garb and bore features that made him appear kind and easy to harass. Yan Wushi didn't even carry a weapon. In their eyes, these two people were soft persimmons or ran shizi that were easy to manipulate and crush. Had they been a pair of tall and imposing men with the mien of fierce gods or evil fiends, then perhaps newcomers would have not dared act so rashly. I've seen those people before. They are from Taohuawu. Ever since Taohuawu assimilated into the Hehuanzong, they have become arrogant and complacent and would ignorantly look down on others. Under the banner of Hehuanzong, they act unscrupulously with no regard for the law. Given the Hehuan sect's reputation, people are unwilling to offend them. No wonder they are so arrogant and overbearing. They're just dogs relying on their master's power and status to bully others. Shh, be careful not to bring forth a calamity with your words. Their martial arts skills are not bad. Last time, even Yu Jianzi from Tianshan died at that loudmouth's hands. Huh? The other person inhaled sharply in surprise. Tianshan's Yu Jianzi can be considered a martial arts expert whose skills are only just below those of the first tier. Right? Otherwise, how else could they get away with behaving in such an overbearing manner? That loudmouth is the younger brother of the master of Taohuawu. His nickname is Duan Liu Dao. Oh, I've heard of him. Duan Liu Dao. It's actually him. Deming. Although the people at the next table were not talking particularly loudly, their words still fell upon Yan Wushi's and Shen Xiao's ears. The braggart had already pushed away the innkeeper and began striding towards them. Fan Yuanbai and Zhou Yexue were young and vigorous, and upon witnessing the situation, they wanted to get up and block the intruder. Naturally, they were not obligated to protect Yan Wushi. However, Shen Xiao was a very kind person, and the Bijiazong owed him a great debt of gratitude. He had stayed at Taishan for the past 6 months and had a harmonious relationship with everyone there. While he was not like Yan Wushi, who would act on his whims, xin xue lai cao, and give guidance on martial arts whenever he felt like it, he was completely willing to answer any questions. While he was training his own disciples, he also allowed Fan Yuanbai to observe from the sidelines, something that greatly benefited everyone in Bijiazong. Fan Yuanbai and the others all looked up to him like they would a teacher or a brother, so it was expected that they were unwilling to see him treated with disrespect. After all, Zhao Qiying still had more experience and prudence than them. She did not move an inch and only called out in a loud and clear voice, "Innkeeper, where is the mutton stew that I had ordered earlier for table 6? Why have you not sent it over yet? The Huan Yue Zong's Yin Zongzhu and Shen Qiao, Shen Daozhang, have been waiting for a long time." The names of these two people particularly the first one that was loudly spoken, was like a gust of icy wind that blew through the hall of the inn, momentarily freezing everyone in place. That loudmouth paused his foot mid-step, unable to advance any further. So this one has some author's notes. The author has something to say. I had originally wanted to continue the main plot line, but due to Lao Yan starting his pao niu routine, we will stop here for now. Lao Yan, give me a confirmation. When are you going to get your hands on him? Lao Yan replies, well, that would depend on when my A Qiao will let down his guard and welcome my embrace. The onlookers, today the tears that you have shed were merely the results of your death-seeking behavior from the past.